Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Sam in the Morning with Jen, only on LA Talk Radio.
Good morning. Welcome to the show. Today is Wednesday, April 21st. Thank you for joining us on our magical carpet ride
with Jen. Is that what this is?
I suppose it is. I don't know where that came from, but okay.
I like it.
It's part of a song, I guess, you know?
Yeah, well, it's part of a movie, Aladdin.
Oh, really? Oh, yeah, the magic carpet ride.
Yeah.
But there's a song, too.
Yeah, I know. It's from
Aladdin.
The movie, though.
No, not from Aladdin.
Really?
Yeah.
What song is that?
I can bring it up and see. I don't know if that's the name of it. But, yeah, we might as well look it up real quick because it's a cool song, actually. You know, I just don't remember who sings it. I think I know, actually. Steppenwolf. Okay.
Okay. All right.
Let's play it so you see what so you can see what I'm talking about. Let's see. Is that the one?
With moderate to severe ulcerative colitis or Crohn's
disease.
Really?
Okay. Let me silence
of all
this
ads.
For a second. Yeah. Wait. I just pressed something else. Okay, hold on. But no, the band Steppenwolf, they have a song also Born to Be Wild. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so they have this one too. And I'm waiting for skipping the ad here. All right.
Vent an excess of white blood cells.
Come on, man. I skipped the ad. Why am I hearing?
Yeah, there's like a fuzz.
Right?
Is it?
I don't know. I don't know what it is, man. But it's pretty irritating. This video is playing picture in picture. All right. What the hell is that?
Well,
welcome to the show.
Difficulties.
Yeah, welcome to the show. It's not playing very well. Okay. I think maybe this is part of the song, though. I'm starting to think that was part of the song. Maybe it is. Okay, thank you. You know that song?
Yeah, of course.
Okay, so I was right. I was right.
You were right.
As always. Yeah, I think that buzzing was from the YouTube thing.
Okay.
Yeah. Thank goodness I would have died.
I know.
Otherwise,
can you imagine?
You're sitting in the middle of the show and you're trying to figure out technical shit. Forget about it, man. Yeah. So welcome to the show, everybody. We have an overcast day today, Jen.
Love it. It's, 50 degrees today?
It's pretty different than it has been. It's going to cool down. We might have some rain, but I don't
48.
Think so.
48. Oh, wait. No, that's Albuquerque. Sorry.
Yeah. Who have you got in Albuquerque that you check?
57. I've been to Albuquerque. I add.
And you keep it in there, right?
Yeah.
I know all the places I've been to, I keep on my phone there.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know why. Sometimes I check the weather there, but who cares, right?
Yeah.
We're over here.
But 57. That's chilly here.
That's chilly. Yeah.
People don't realize how cold 60 degrees is in LA.
Yeah.
Like, it doesn't seem that.
Because we're not dressed for it. That's why.
Well,
you know?
That too. But also, like, we're in desert.
Right.
You know, when it's cold in the desert, it feels colder than humid places.
Right.
You know, the humidity holds the heat.
Right.
It's not the
But
same.
In the city, it's not really desert weather, you know. I mean, we're kind of far from the desert.
I know, but it's still considered
we're
desert.
We're more coastal, I think. Like all the marine layers, what they call it, where the clouds come in and all that stuff, you know. So, but you're right. I mean, but we also, we don't dress for it, you know. So, like in the winter, it gets very cold. We still go with short sleeve or something.
Yeah.
And then you freeze, you know.
Definitely.
Yeah. But New York could get up to 6 inches of snow.
Seriously?
Yeah, this weekend.
I thought it was all warmed up there.
No, well, it was, but now it's getting chilly again. And so it snowed Wednesday.
Fickle weather.
Right.
Yeah.
So it snowed Wednesday, but they're saying it could be up to 6 inches in New York.
Yeah.
Wow. Can you imagine?
Thunderstorms today. What a surprise.
Yeah.
It's always a thunderstorm.
Yeah, huh?
You know?
Yeah.
When you have a sunny day, everyone's like, oh my God, it's sunny.
Right.
It's just rainy and cloudy all the time.
All the time?
All the time. It really? Rain. It downpours like 3 days a week, 4 days a week.
In the winter?
All year.
All year in New York?
Yeah.
Nah, come on. In the summer, it doesn't?
Yeah, you get the heat, the lightning and thunder heat storms. Because when you have a lot of humidity, it creates a lot of clouds. And then you get the electrical storms from that.
Wow.
Yeah.
I never knew that.
Oh, yeah.
About New York.
Torrential downpours all the time.
Wow.
Yeah.
Hmm. Yeah. I would love it for a day or two. That's about it.
Oh, yeah. I love a good rainstorm. But
yeah.
Like when I went home to visit, it was raining. But I was like, this is great. I'm in the house. I don't have to go anywhere. If I do, I have a car. You know,
yeah,
in New York,
true.
You're just like on foot.
Yeah.
You know.
I know, with an umbrella.
It's funny, on the rainy
days.
The
subway.
Yeah, on the rainy days, you have the guys that sell the little shitty umbrellas for $5.
Right.
And they're sitting there like trying to sell them at the tops of all the subway platforms. Like, so when people exit the subway and it's pouring, they're like, here's an umbrella. But they're so crappy that every single time it's raining, we all still buy them. No one ever brings their umbrella with them. But all the trash cans are filled
with
halfway
umbrellas.
Through the day with umbrellas, because they always flip inside out and the little metal thing starts breaking off and swinging around. Yeah. So you just see like broken umbrellas absolutely everywhere.
So they break like in a few hours. Huh? It doesn't take very long.
Oh my gosh. I've opened one before and it already had a swinging little like metal piece and the whole thing just went inside out. So then you have to like turn around so that the wind blows towards it so that it flips it the other way, and then you can put it back up, and then it just flips back up again.
Yeah.
Just sitting there like fighting with your umbrella all the time.
How fun, man.
So annoying.
We still take it for granted here, you know, in LA, that we have such great weather.
I know.
You know.
It's incomparable.
Yeah. In a few minutes, we're going to have a couple guests calling in, and it should be fun.
Cool.
I'll introduce them when they call. Did you do, yesterday was 420. Did you do anything 420-ish?
I didn't. It was my brother's birthday, actually. So happy birthday,
Warren. Oh, happy birthday.
I did not. I ended up working most of the day, so.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
I know.
His name is Oren?
Oren, yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
That means pine tree. Did you know that?
Does it?
Yeah. In Hebrew, yeah. But a lot of people are named
pine
that.
Pine tree.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a lot of people are named that.
Pine tree.
Yeah. Why is that funny? It's not that funny.
It's really funny if you know my brother.
Really? Well, you can tell him
oh
what I
God,
said.
Oh, my God, I will.
Now he knows what his name means.
Yeah. So funny.
Yeah. So, no, I didn't do anything 420-ish at all.
You didn't even smoke?
Well, I did, but
yeah,
that's
just
every
regular
day.
Daily routine.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But it's not like I went to any parties or gatherings or even to the dispensary to get any good deals or anything.
Sure.
No, I mean, they sent me a text yesterday from the dispensary saying, if you want to get more than 1 ounce, go and get a medical recommendation, and then you can get up to 8 ounces. Did
oh
you
my
know
gosh.
That? That's like a lot of weed.
That's a lot of weed, yeah.
But I guess they figured they have specials, so
oh
people should get them, you know. Who's going to get 8 ounces of weed? I mean, you know how much money that is?
Someone who wants to sell it to people in another state.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, right. That would be terrible, man. But I guess...
I never like buying that much weed anyway. Like,
yeah.
I don't like smoking the same thing for that long.
Right.
You know, I got to change it up.
Well, for me, it doesn't take that long. So I get like an ounce, you know, it's a lot cheaper.
Yeah.
And it goes in a few days. You know? So that's pretty shitty, but,
yeah,
but one thing
shitty.
I like about liberals is that they're pushing for federal pot legalization, and I like that, you know.
It should
but actually, to me, it doesn't really matter. You know, I mean, it's legal here. But then when you go travel to other states, it's kind of a pain in the ass.
Yeah, you gotta be all sketchy about it.
Yeah, except everybody takes it with them anyway, you know.
Yeah, I mean, I
was just paranoid when I took my trip. I mean, Colorado was fine, but Utah and New Mexico and Arizona, I don't know, man.
I remember smoking in illegal places and having the, the toilet paper roll with the fabric softener sheet around the top, and you rubber band it so that when you exhale, you breathe into that. And then it just makes the room smell like fabric softener, so nobody really? Knows that you were smoking.
Oh, my God. I never heard of that one.
Oh, yeah. It's a popular one.
Yeah.
For sure. Wow.
I don't smoke indoors, though. So, you know, when you're outdoors, you're like, you're obvious, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But what can you do? You know, I mean, it's part of life.
Yeah.
But at least the federal thing would keep a lot of people out of jail. People shouldn't be in jail for weed.
Mm-mm.
You know, it doesn't make sense to me.
You know, Kim Kardashian actually has been trying to get her law degree. And she's been trying to work with other lawyers to help get people out of jail who had been convicted just for pot offenses.
Really?
Yeah, because she doesn't think they should be in prison for that.
Yeah, I know.
I agree.
You know. And it does bring a lot of money to the states, you know, a lot of money.
It does.
A lot of money.
Colorado was able to like do a lot of stuff for their schools, their public school district.
Right.
With weed money.
And the same with California and all the others, you know. I mean, I don't really know where the money goes to, but the taxes are like 30% tax. That's a lot of money.
It's a lot.
A lot of money, man. Every $10 you spend, you have to add another $3 to just get it, you know?
Mm-hmm. It is expensive.
Like, I'm crazy,
they're like, buy this thing for like $20 and then...
Right.
And then I'm like, all right, what's my total? They're like $31.50. Right. I'm like, where did that come from?
I know. But did we discuss why they call it 420? Did I tell you?
No.
Oh, because, I mean, the story goes... I don't know if it's true or not, but that's what everybody seems to think. Every day after school at 4:20 p.m. And get high and stuff. So that's the story. I don't know if it's true or not. I mean, why would that be such a big deal? I don't know. But I guess they looked for a day to celebrate that sounded as good as any, you know.
All right. That's a very anticlimactic story.
It is. But there's also a 7:10 day, which is like... If you take 710 and you flip it upside down, it spells oil. And, you know, people smoke oil, like cannabis oil.
Oh.
So that day is like, you know, it's like so, so random, right?
Really pulling it out of their ass for that.
I know, but any day, any reason to celebrate, you know?
Yeah, it's not like everyone's not smoking like that all the time anyway.
That's funny. So, you were talking about Kim Kardashian. You know that they're divorcing, right? I mean, they're separating. They're separated already, I think, with Kanye West. So Kanye, I guess, is irritated because everybody thinks Kim is the one that initiated it, and he claims he's the one that initiated the divorce.
I'm sure.
So, you don't know what to believe, you know?
Yeah, we just don't know.
That, not that it really matters, but, you know, it matters to them, I guess, you know.
I guess.
But I don't know why it seems like people are assuming that it was Kim that initiated this in the first place, you know. Isn't she, like, unhappy or something? Maybe that's why.
Maybe she's unhappy. I mean.
She's been more in the public eye, maybe. So, you know, she maybe communicated these things better than he could, you know.
I don't know. I know he struggles a lot with mental health.
Right.
And maybe it was too much for her. I mean, this is all, I have no idea, actually. Yeah. I'm just throwing out there what
I know, assuming what would happen.
Yeah.
I know. Well.
So you never know. I know she's been really supportive of him. And I don't know what he's like as a partner. I've heard a lot of things about how supportive she is. I've never really heard much about how he is supportive wise. He could be. I have no idea.
Yeah.
But.
I know. Why are we so preoccupied with these people? For crying out loud, you know?
I don't know.
I mean, it's like now the Kardashian family were a massive inspiration for the show Bridgerton. I don't know if you've seen that show.
Yeah.
Bridgerton.
I don't know how they were in
There's a family there, and one Bridgerton family, they're saying, are inspired by you know. So I don't know what's inspiring about them, you know. I mean, they have accomplished a lot, but not based on anything substantial.
They're definitely business people.
Right.
That's, I think, their biggest thing is they've created this, like, especially Kris Jenner. I feel like she's just really, like, whipped everyone into shape into being this, like, constantly creating business person. But you never know how much of it is, like, an idea. You never know. The thing is, like, look, when someone comes up with no money, their idea usually comes from them, and most of the work comes from them. And now when you come from money and you have an idea, like, I've worked for a lot of wealthy people, and they have an idea and then they just send a bunch of other people to go execute it for them. So they're more removed from actually being part of the hands-on process. I have no idea what it is for them. Right. I can only assume, I can only suggest, I can only think, I don't know. But I mean, yeah, I mean, they definitely have made a name for themselves.
Right.
You know.
And it all started with Kim's sex tape, right? I mean, did anybody know them before that? I don't think. With Kardashian, I'm like, wait a minute, that's the lawyer.
And then they had the show, Keeping Up with the Kardashians.
Right, right.
And then it was all over from there.
Right.
It's crazy.
Well, it would be easy. Look, I mean, if you get like a lot of notoriety and fame, it's easy to make money. You know, it's not hard. And I know they've got like lines of perfume and all that stuff.
I mean, Kylie gets like $1 million or something when she makes one post on Instagram
for a
company.
Wow.
That's crazy.
I know.
That's insane.
It is. But obviously she's got that kind of influence. You know?
I mean, sometimes brands will hit me up to be a brand ambassador, and the most that they offer is like a discount on their items.
Right, on the product or something. Or they'll send you free product, which you don't really care about anyway.
If that.
Yeah.
Man.
$1 million, man, just for posting.
I would love that.
Imagine.
I would love that. I would post everything.
Yeah.
Be like, here you go, have this.
That's why her brand is successful, too. You know, I mean, she's just like, everybody wants to be like her, I guess, the young girls and stuff.
I know. I mean, if you just look around at the way people do their makeup and the way people dress, like, the Kardashians have influence. And I know they have their own influences in a lot of other ways, too. But I think more directly for the general population,
right,
they're very influenced. Like, I see girls that look like Kim Kardashian all the time now.
Really?
Just because of, like, how they do their makeup, how they do their hair. They have, like, the slick down hair and the contouring just right. And
some get ass implants, too, right?
Ass implants, yeah. yeah.
Can you imagine?
It's interesting out there.
I mean, I've seen some people that it was botched for them. You know?
Oh, when the butt implant can flip around, too.
Or whatever. It just gets really... The butt gets really big, you know?
Yeah, the butt.
Yeah. Since when did the butt become such a thing, you know, where you have to increase its size, you know? I mean, I think a lot of people would like to see a smaller ass on them, you know?
Maybe. I feel like most of the people I know want to see the bigger butt.
Really?
Yeah, everyone's all about
like
the big
a shelf
butt.
Type of butt.
Yeah, like a shelf butt. Everyone wants to see like full boobs, small waist, shelf butt, small legs.
So that's Kim Kardashian's influence. Because I don't know that it existed before that way. But
well, yeah. I mean, I remember growing up in the 90s and early 2000s. And I don't know if you remember the body trends back. Because there's always body trends, right? But the body trends then were like stick thin. It was like Paris Hilton and what's that girl she was always with? I can't remember, but
Richie,
yeah, Nicole Richie. Yeah. Super, super stick thin. You could see the hip bones sticking out, like flat butt, flat chest, everything. And I think like black culture kind of started bringing different body influences into the picture with like, Lil Kim and like, you know, it's always been black culture that's had like a huge influence in the way body positivity has come around, the way the body, what is the word
image. I'm thinking of?
Yeah, body image, but also like the physical trends, like women's body trends are nowadays.
Right.
Which I think, I mean, look, I grew up watching stick thin women all the time. Yeah, and now
that's depressing.
Disorder.
Really?
Or like, wow. Yeah, something. Everyone's always like crazy with it.
I know. And social media just makes it worse, you know, because then you're looking at other people, you go, oh, look how great they look. And look what a great life they have and everything.
Yeah.
But, and often it's not the case, you know.
It's not the case.
They may have a good body, but, you know.
They're like taking pictures at prime locations. They're making it seem like they're living it up. But really, they're spending all this time pretending that they're living it up and living this amazing life. But they're not actually living like that. You know what I mean? They're like going back to their like probably really sloppy, crappy apartment. You know, they're like broken down car, which is all fine if that's what you've got going on at the moment. You know, everyone's got to be somewhere at some point. But
so people are envious of fantasies, you know, of pretend.
I would rather not come off rich and actually be working towards it and have it at some point than just like continuously try and fake everyone out.
Right. And, you know, rich people usually do not flaunt their wealth, you know?
No.
And
actually rich people, like wealthy people from working in service. I've realized that there's like this like small area between, I like to call them the almost rich. Mm-hmm. They're the ones that always like to flaunt things. They like to flaunt it out because they're not quite at the max wealthy that they'd like to be, but they're still above average. So I call them the almost wealthy.
Yeah. So they do flaunt it, you say.
Yeah, those are the flaunters. Mm. Yeah.
Flaunt away. You know, I mean, what can I say? If it serves their purposes, then go ahead, you know.
I guess.
But they're lying to themselves pretty much.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And also, like, just be happy where you're at. I would love to be almost rich.
Yeah, huh?
That'd be great. That'd be amazing.
Yeah, almost rich. I don't know at what point you start saying you're rich, you know, but
everyone's got to be a lot of
money,
number.
Right? It's got to be a lot of money.
You know,
yeah.
Some people it might be, you know, $500,000 a year. That might be like their goal, their wealth goal, and they might be making $100,000 or $150,000 a year, maybe two.
Yeah,
I'm happy with any of those numbers.
Yeah, right. Shit. I know. Some people know how to make money, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, I went into the market last week with all this cryptocurrency, right?
Mm.
Like Bitcoin and all that shit.
Yeah.
And sure enough, I get in the next day, the biggest fall they've ever had.
Of course.
Two coins, you know, Ethereum and Bitcoin. And I'm going, fuck this, man. What is this, you know? You try to make a little money and it always goes south.
Yeah, it's not easy.
No, it's not easy. It's not that easy at all.
I know. I'm working on, the past 6 months, I've been trying to like learn the market, like learn the terminology, learn how things work, how trading works, what to look for, how to read a chart. Right. So I'm.
And all I can tell you is none of that is enough, you know?
None of it's enough. No, I know once I get in it and I'm actually working with money, I'll be able to.
Yeah, you have to lose money to understand the market.
Yeah, so I've heard.
And they're saying that it's probably not going to be as bright as it's been the past year. So there you go. You know, the only way to pretty much be sure you're going to make some money is to take some money that you can't afford to lose, put it away and forget about it, you know? And that's what I did. I mean, when I went with the coins, I thought, this is going to sit there for years, which I could leave it there for years. The question is, how can you possibly do that when you check it 3-4 times a day,
you know? You just got to walk away.
Yeah, you just got to forget about it, you know? Yeah. And that's the problem when you check the stocks and things like that every day, a few times a day, because there's always ups and downs, you know?
Sure.
You just don't know how strong they're going to be.
Yeah, and you don't know where it's going to be in a week or a month.
Right, you know?
Yeah.
And there's this Dogecoin now. I don't know if you've heard of it. Everybody's talking about it.
Yeah, Dogecoin.
Right. And, I know somebody invested, bought it for 5 cents, and then recently it's been 40. So that's 8 times your money that you could have made in like a few weeks. What the fuck, right?
Yeah. Not me. What not the me fuck? Yet.
I don't know how some people are just like. I guess you have to have balls, you know. You have to have some kind of a risk aversion. But stock market, yeah, it looks easy when the market is good. But then it doesn't look that easy. You know, I mean, I made some money on Tesla repeatedly, and now it just sunk and it's not going anywhere.
Man, it has to go back up, though.
Yeah, eventually.
Yeah.
Eventually. But that could take years, you know.
That's okay.
Yeah.
It's all a waiting game.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, the key here is to put money that you don't really need right away. But it's still, you know, I mean, I don't know. It's like, that's the problem, is checking it all the time. You just got to let it sit there and forget about it.
Definitely
I mean,
forget.
They say if you invested for years, looking at it once a year is enough.
I know. It's hard. It's hard not to, though.
I know, man.
You know, especially when you're putting money into something new.
Right. You know, and something you think is going to go up fast.
I definitely probably will be looking at everything constantly once I get on there.
Right. Constantly.
Yeah.
And it's heartbreaking because, you know, it's like, and the thing is this, when it goes down, people get scared. Some people sell. But the bottom line is when the prices go down, that's the time to buy because that's when the bargains are, you know, the prices are low.
Yeah. So you're saying now's a good time to buy Bitcoin?
Not Bitcoin. Oh, yeah. Now that it went down a lot, probably.
Yeah.
You know. But I don't know. Don't take my word for it. It could go down again, you know.
Yeah.
There's no guarantees.
There was I forget who did it. But a bunch of fund managers basically said they think Bitcoin is just a bubble.
Yeah, I know. But so, you know what? It's catching on everywhere, you know.
It is.
I
mean, you just never know.
Yeah, you know, I mean, especially Bitcoin. I don't know about the other ones, but that one has caught on quite a bit, you know. I mean, people are accepting it as payments. Tesla, you can buy Tesla for Bitcoin.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And, I mean, Elon Musk himself bought a few billion dollars worth of it, and that's when it went up quite a bit.
Mm.
Yeah.
I feel like I trust his judgment on that.
Yeah, well, you know, he just said something about the Dogecoin, and that went through the roof, you know?
Yeah. Man.
All he has to do is say something, you know?
People really take Elon as, like, our emperor or something.
Right. He's the new Steve Jobs, I think, you know? We
something
all look
like
up
that.
To him because he's an innovator, you know, and successful, rich. Yeah. And he's pretty ambitious, I mean, with his SpaceX and stuff, you know. I mean, that's a lot of.
They say
stuff
NASA's
to be
going
involved.
Broke.
Oh, NASA is?
Mm-hmm.
Probably.
That sucks.
Yeah. Because we're paying for fucking immigrants to come in. Where's the money going to be? You know, but
I don't know.
What can you do, man? Let's see. So, yeah, so these are the influential people.
Mm.
And all they have to do is squeak and they influence everybody. You know?
Definitely. Man.
You know? Yeah.
It's a lot of.
You know who I'm baffled about is Khloe Kardashian, because she looks different all the time. I don't know what's going on with her. She must get like a lot of work done, you know?
I think she does a lot of editing on her photos.
Yeah, she does that too, yeah.
Yeah.
But, as we saw the other day, but still, she looks different. I don't know. I think she may have had some work done because her face has changed completely.
Like recently?
I think, yeah. Yeah, pretty recently, you know. She doesn't look like she used to. Just like Renee Zellweger, she did the same thing.
I love Renee.
I know, but she changed her look completely. And people don't like that.
Yeah.
They're saying that trained dogs can smell coronavirus in your pee. Did you know that?
I did hear about that.
Yeah.
Which is so interesting.
I know, but they're saying that the dog test is likely a long way off from practical applications, you know. I don't know how they even found that. I guess they trained the dogs. That's what it says. They were trained to smell it, because otherwise, how would we know and how would they know?
Yeah, what do they know what the dog is smelling?
Yeah, or what did the dog know about it to be able to tell the difference? Why would they sniff for it, you know, and know what it is?
Man, people are crazy.
I know, right?
Also, like, why do we need a dog to sniff out coronavirus in our pee? Why can't we just like get a test?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Just have like an at-home test. Make it like a little like diabetes finger prick thing. You know, tap your blood on a thing and then it turns a color.
Right.
You know, like that. But
right.
All you have to do is just like call and ask for right. COVID tests. They're expensive, but you can get them.
Yeah. Are they accepted by, like if you went, because some airlines now are starting to look for people that had tests or that are vaccinated.
I don't think for that kind of thing, I don't quote me on this, but I think it has to be a PCR.
Yeah, with like third party. Or
yeah,
something,
I don't think
right?
it can be a rapid. It would have to be a PCR.
Yeah.
I mean, rapids are not that accurate anyway.
Yeah, right.
Not by a lot.
How much do they cost? It's expensive. 50 bucks?
Or 100 bucks.
100 bucks.
Yeah. 100 bucks a test. It's been a massive budget add-on for film.
Yeah.
Massively. Yeah, because we have COVID testers that come. That's like, you know, 2 to 3 people to test right. the whole cast and crew. Every test is like, I mean, if you buy them in bulk, 50 to 75 bucks, maybe 50 even feels low.
Wow.
And then you also have to pay COVID officers. Hey, that's me. And so it's a massive budget, you know.
That's true.
The last set I was on, we had 50 cast and crew every day. And then some days we had 50 extras. And that's rapid tests for everyone.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. It's a massive expense.
That is a lot of money.
Yeah.
I don't know how people do this. Our guests are not calling in. What the hell happened?
I don't know.
Yeah. I mean, they really wanted to come on the show. I know, or busy or something.
So how about Derek Chauvin?
I didn't want to talk about it, but if you want to, we will.
No, we don't have to talk yeah. about it.
I wanted to keep politics out of this completely because I'm so fucking pissed at some people that it's unbelievable. I mean, you know, the thing is that I think he was guilty, but the calls for riots and shit like this is unbelievable to me.
Well, I'm all riots aside. I'm just talking about his conviction. Mm. I think I hope it's just a post and accountability
right
coming up.
Right.
So
no, it was pretty clear. I mean, you sit on somebody's neck for 9 minutes, they're gonna die, you know?
Yeah, for sure.
And plus he had, you know, other cops testifying against him, you know?
Yeah.
And which is why I, you know, I mean, I don't necessarily like cops, but I think we need the police. Mm. And I think for the most part, they're good. You know, I mean, there's always bad apples. But for people that classify the police as the enemy, I don't think that's the case at all. I mean, they're in the line of duty. You know, they don't know if they're going to get shot or not. Every time they pull somebody over.
I think that cops just need to be trained differently. I think there should be no cops that are out of shape. I think it should be complete. I think in order to be a cop, it should be discriminatory against how fit you are. I think you should have to be in incredible shape. You should be able to run. You should know like martial arts. You should know how to get people down without having to use any weaponry or anything like that. And I think also having to go through some kind of physical training, not only will physically prepare the cop, but I think when you go through like in-depth physical training, it changes you mentally. You know, it makes you more confident. And I think that would help a lot in cops, you know, having more confidence in being able to detain people without force.
Yeah. You think that's possible?
I don't know if it's possible, but yeah. I think that's a good
idea. Because when someone pulls a gun at you, nothing matters. If you want to try and defend yourself.
Well, if someone has
here
a gun
it was
on
not
you.
The case. Yeah, here it was not the case.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of the cases are that they don't have guns.
Yeah.
You know, if somebody has a gun, then yeah, I think the cop has a right to pull his gun out. But I also right. think that if the person's unarmed and they don't have a gun.
Right. The cop is overreacting.
Yeah, absolutely. And that, unfortunately, is the problem.
Yeah. Well, but again, I mean, it's just a few. When you look at how many arrests take place and how many shootings compared to arrests, it's a small percentage, you know. It's not a big percentage. It's not like it's an epidemic or anything, you know. I don't think most cops are like that. Well,
would agree otherwise.
Yeah, well, yeah, a lot of other people would, but that happens to be my opinion, you know. And I looked at statistics too. So I should bring some numbers with me next time and show you that it's a very small percentage. It's just that the media makes a big deal out of it every time, you know, and it just like blows out of proportion. But at any rate, yeah, I didn't really want to talk about it because it's a divisive thing. They made it political, which I don't think it is. So I just want to stay out of it, man, completely, you know. And then you have Pelosi and you have Maxine Waters who are totally like trying to incite hatred and protests and shit like that. And it's like, why, you know? I mean, why are you making it any worse to separate us based on race, you know? That's it. Anyway, so we talked about the dog sniffing. Dogs sniff everybody pretty much.
I know.
Yeah.
I love dogs, but it's also like, just relax.
Yeah.
You know, I went to a friend's house the other day and the dog's just like,
does it stop
licking
leave
and
you
licking
alone, right?
And licking and just like touch me, lick. Like just I'm like, right. Stop licking.
That's
me,
when
bro.
They're not trained, you know. I mean, yeah. My brother, they got a new dog. He's grown to be very big, so he's still a puppy, but you know, but he's big, so he like he can really feel it,
yeah,
in his actions,
yeah.
So they had him trained, you know, and now he doesn't jump on you when you come in,
yeah.
You know, so you've got to do it. You know, people just let their dogs go. And it's bad for the dog, too, because they don't know what they're doing wrong. You know?
Yeah, they're just like, I'm like, just stop licking me. Like, I don't want you to just like, just, and then you're just like covered in like dog spit.
Right.
Like, just stop.
And then you sit down to eat and they join the table and it's a whole thing.
Yeah, cats are just so
they walk
under
the table, start sniffing and,
yeah,
my God, you know.
Cats are like, I'm not licking you.
Yeah,
I
cat is
dare.
Like, leave me fucking alone.
Yeah, I love it. They're just like, whatever. You know?
Yeah.
And then when they're ready to cuddle, they cuddle.
I know.
And then when they go away, they go away.
Except that they get everywhere, you know? I mean, they jump into all these places, you know?
They do.
They drop things. And well, you know, my son tells me that he lives like on the second floor apartment, and the neighbors downstairs complain when the cat jumps. Sometimes, like, from the bed to the floor, because you can hear the on the floor, you know, or from the counter to the floor and stuff.
Does he have rugs?
And my son is, yeah. And my son's like, what am I supposed to do? What do you want me to do?
Yeah. That's you know? So strange. Cats usually land so light.
Well, apparently not here.
Yeah. What is this, heavy cat?
Maybe it's just they jump from real high.
Maybe.
You know, from the counters.
I don't know. I feel like cats like jump down and then right before they hit the ground, they like slow down so they can just like.
Like a parachute.
Yeah, like a parachute. They just like gently land.
Which reminds me, yesterday I saw a story in the news about this woman, sky jumper, who her parachute didn't open.
Oh, no. She died.
Yeah, well. You fall from that height, you
like
die.
Maybe she.
But can you imagine? I mean, her thing got entangled or something. But can you imagine?
That must have been such a terrifying.
How
ride
terrifying!
Down.
Because you're like, you don't die until you hit the ground.
Yeah, they say you usually pass out before you get there, though.
Yeah, who knows?
Who knows?
You know? Yeah, because yeah. Because when they do a free jump, they go pretty fast down. Mm-hmm. You know. And they don't pass out or anything.
Right.
But it's just terrifying before you die. I mean, obviously, once you hit the ground, there's no pain or anything. But
what a way to go.
What a way to go, man. Just to have, like, enough time to know you're going to die.
Mm-hmm. I don't want
to know. And she was supposed to be experienced and everything. But that's what I'm saying. I mean, why jump from planes? You know, I mean, what the fuck?
It's there's fun, so many, though.
Well, I'm sure it is, but there's a lot of fun things that you should do.
I know. It's like euphoric, though. Skydiving's incredible.
Yeah?
Yeah.
How do you know? Did you do it?
I did it, yeah.
Really?
I did the second highest jump in the country next to Denver. It was in Florida. It was 18,000 feet.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow, that's high.
Yeah, it was really high. And I'm not a adrenaline junkie by any means. I hate roller coasters. I don't like ride. I just don't like it. I'm like, I'll go on the merry-go-round, okay?
Right.
And
so what made you do such a crazy thing?
So I was living in Florida, and I was living with my best friend at the time. We were sharing a place. We were working for Disney, and so we got discounts at places around, and the skydiving place was one of them. And her and our one friend decided that we would go, but I like didn't have the money at the time, and it was the morning of. And my friend was like, I can't let you miss this. She's like, I'll just pay for it. You just pay me back. And I was like, all right, fine. And so I didn't have time to like, let it sink in that I was going to be doing this.
Right.
And so we get there and you're like sitting there and they have like videos in the waiting room of like other people's rides. Cause they send someone up with you to film it. And you're signing a waiver. Like, I won't blame you if I die. And then they bring you to the outdoor area and you're like kind of just sitting there watching other people land from their jumps. And like everyone's got like snot going all the way back across their face because it just drains your sinuses.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, it's so intense. And then they start gearing you up and then you get in this little tiny plane. Also very not on brand for me because I'm like, everyone dies in a small plane. I'm not going in a small plane.
Wow, I'm impressed. You know, yeah. I mean, you went through a lot of fears in order to be able to do this.
Yeah, I just like was in a headspace of like not even, it didn't even register to me that it was actually going to happen. The moment it registered that it was happening was when we get in the plane and there's these benches long ways in the plane and you're kind of sitting one leg on each side. You have your tandem person behind you strapping themselves to you. You know, the plane is literally going straight up and down. And the moment it leveled out, I felt the pit in my stomach. I was like, oh, no.
Yeah, it's coming.
Yeah. And so my jumper was like, do you want to go first? And I was like, okay, you know. They always have people who work there go up with you just so they can add jumps to them, to their numbers. So they just open the door and these people just like launched themselves out of the window. Right. And so the guy and I are standing in the doorway and you're literally looking out at just like clouds passing you, you know? And then your brain and your body are not communicating for a solid like minute or two. It just feels like, you know? And of course he kept doing somersaults and I was like, I get nauseous and I was like, stop spinning. I started smacking him with my arm. I was like, stop flipping.
Good.
But it was great. Once you like level out, you're free falling for like 6 minutes before they pull the thing.
6 minutes.
6 minutes.
That's a long time.
Yeah.
I would think that's how long it takes to hit the ground from 18,000 feet, right?
Yeah. I feel like it would be less than that.
Yeah.
I feel like it would be like a minute.
Exactly.
Maybe. 30 seconds.
Exactly.
Yeah.
God.
Yeah, that was crazy. But when you look out, you see the curvature of the earth. You see everything. It's incredible.
Yeah. I bet it is. I mean, once you do that, nothing will scare you again, I guess.
Well, debatable. But yeah, it was really cool. But yeah. One of the guys, though, that went up with us, his first and his second chute both didn't open, but his third chute opened.
Wow.
Yeah. When he got to the ground, he was like ghost white. He was terrified.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was a really cool experience, though. And you're like in this like euphoric state for like a few days after.
I'm sure.
Yeah. It was awesome.
Can't get me to do it for any amount of money.
And then, of course, I called my family after and was like, I just went skydiving. They were like, yeah, right. You? No. I was like, I did, though. I promise.
Yeah. I have footage to show for it.
Yeah, definitely.
Man. Do you still have it?
No, footage? I never picked it up.
Oh.
Yeah.
Come on, man.
I know.
You're doing such a thing. You need to have it documented.
I know. I guess I got to do it again.
So how long ago was that?
Like 10 years, maybe.
Oh, okay.
It's my early 20s.
Yeah, when you were still crazy.
No, would you I wasn't do it now? Crazy then.
Would you do it now? No, everybody's crazy at 20.
I don't know. I was a quieter, more in my shell for sure. I'm definitely crazier now.
Yeah.
I would probably do it again.
Yeah.
Yeah. Definitely.
Well, more power to you.
Yeah.
I hope you get to.
I hear that I know someone, they just kind of base jump all the time. They illegally base jump everywhere and then run from the cops. But they told me the best, they've done skydiving in every single state in the country, and the best one was Denver.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Why?
Because the mountains and everything.
Oh, yeah.
Especially in the winter.
Yeah.
It's beautiful, really cold up there, though.
Yeah.
Freezing.
I'm sure.
Yeah. And we were in Florida. It was like 100 degrees. You know?
Even up there?
No, up there it was like 40 or something.
Yeah, it's chilly up there.
Yeah. But you're like, you're sweating. You can't feel really anything. Yeah. You're sweating. You're just like so nervous. You're... body is reacting, your nerves are reacting, everything is like yeah.
That's a good way to describe it.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. It was good though. You should try it.
I should try it?
You should try it.
No, I shouldn't. I shouldn't try that.
It doesn't feel like you're falling, though.
I know. Imagine I was just afraid to get on a fucking jet ski when we went on the trip last week.
I'm afraid to get on a jet ski.
But I never was. I mean, I love it. You know, it's like a motorcycle. I was just afraid to, like, get too far. I won't find where I launched from because the lake is big and all that shit. But it's like, then I realized... I can just like kind of go along the coast, you know, along the shore, and yeah. I never really lose track of where I am, you know.
Yeah.
And plus my son was there with me and everything, so it's not like you're alone. So then when I finally decided, then it was too late. They were all rented out for the day.
Aww.
Yeah. But that's what I'm saying to you. I mean, look, my fucking electric bike, I'm afraid to get on it anymore. I was going to sell it the other day. It's just sitting here collecting dust, and then I thought, but I really want to ride it. I really love it, you know?
Yeah.
So how do I overcome that? I don't know.
I think you just go up and down your block.
Yeah, but you can fall then too, you know what I'm saying?
I know, but you're not going to have any, you're on known road. Right. You know, it's not like the last time, and it was like out of nowhere.
Right.
You know, go on known road, you know these roads.
Right.
You know?
Yeah, maybe I'll do that. Put a helmet on. I can't even imagine I was riding without a helmet, you know, all this time.
Yeah, just get a helmet, get some knee pads and some elbow pads.
Yeah, elbow pads, and then it's too much, you know?
You know,
then
just,
you look like you go to war. You know, in a full
chain link.
Yeah, you know, in a full face helmet, and you're like totally looking like you're on a motorcycle or something, you know?
It's okay. Kind of are. It's a motorized cycle.
Yeah. My daughter had an accident on a motorcycle a couple of days ago.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. Does she ride?
She rides. Mm. And she's going to continue to ride, she said. This was the second accident that she came out almost unscathed. Well, the first time she hurt her leg, she had to stay home for a while. But I don't get motorcycles.
Yeah.
I get how great it is. But the risk is so great on it.
I wish I wasn't afraid to do that.
Yeah.
I wish I was like mentally cool enough.
Right. But then you would, you know, but then you're like at risk. What's the point?
Yeah,
you know?
I don't want to.
Yeah. I mean, you get crushed bones if you're lucky, if you're not.
I'm even nervous on the back of the bike when someone else is driving.
Yeah.
That freaks me out too.
I know.
My sister rides, and I remember she had the whole group of people that she rode with. Be like 15 of them, and we'd all be on the highway in Philly. And I remember this guy gave the helmet he gave me was broken, so the strap, so it kept starting to fly off. So I could only hold on to him with one arm, and then hold my hand on the top of the helmet with the other one. And he was going like 130 on the highway, and I was like, I was like, oh my god, oh, I was so nervous the whole time. I was like, just relax,
yeah. Just relax. You're like a missile, you know. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's all it is, with nothing around you.
Yeah, it's unsettling.
And she won't hear of us telling her not to anymore. You don't realize what it does for me. It's so great, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, so what? A lot of things are great in life. Doesn't mean you should do it. You know?
Yeah.
I told her, I said, you don't care about your family being terrified every time you get on that bike, you know? It's mm-hmm. like... She goes, well, I hear you, you know, but big deal.
Mm.
You know, and it's usually you can be a great rider, but it's other drivers that do this shit.
It is. Know? That's what you really have to watch out for.
Yeah,
I mean, especially like If I was ever going to become a motorcyclist, it would not be in LA having to be on the highway like that.
Right. And you drive so fast, you split lanes, you know, which is...
They're always weaving in and out.
Right. You can't see them, you know. It's crazy.
No. By the time you hear them, they're next to you.
Right. If you hear them, you know. If you hear them. Because if you sit there with the windows closed and the air going and stuff, you may not hear them.
Yeah. Definitely the air going.
Yeah. Well, we got to go. But this woman, this mom has 11 kids. So she put on TikTok a picture of her laundry mountain, of all the laundry she has to do. Can you imagine for 11 and they got a baby coming? It's like, what are you thinking? Who brings that many kids? You know, I mean, you can't handle it yourself.
No.
She must have somebody helping her.
I mean, I have a hard time tackling my own laundry.
I know. I mean, and shit, with one person, one kid is enough, you know, and to deal with a lot of stuff, you know, not even just the laundry. But yeah, I know what you mean about my laundry. It's like, forget about it, you know?
Yeah. I mean, I guess if you have 11 kids, you can take care of the first couple, and then the first couple can start to help take care of the rest.
Yeah, but can you imagine you asking teenagers or younger to do the laundry?
I see it all the time.
Where? You
know? I mean, I have some friends who grew up in really big families, and the oldest is always the one helping with laundry and stuff.
Yeah?
Yeah. But, you know, sometimes in those families, the kids become more independent.
Yeah.
Than the families that just have like 1 to 4 kids.
Right.
You know.
Yeah.
The parents are kind of like, you have to do it, you know.
Yeah.
So I guess I don't know.
But it's a mountain of laundry when you see this picture. Kids. Yeah.
Yeah.
It is. How can you afford to support them?
I don't know.
You know? Some people can't support themselves.
I mean, your body's got to just be in pain.
Right.
You know, like the amount of changes a woman's body goes through.
Right.
When she has
a kid. I don't know what type of thinking takes place there when you plan a family of 12 kids.
I mean, were they all natural childbirth? Were they C-sections? Like,
right.
You know what I mean? That what your hips go through? No.
Yeah. Ugh. Oh, well, thank you to our guests for calling in. That was really nice. That was interesting. An interesting interview.
Oh.
And we'll continue keeping open spots for you. Anyway, Jen, thank you.
You're not passive aggressive or anything.
No, not at all. I'm not being sarcastic or facetious or anything. I'm just being like normal.
Yeah, that's fair.
All right. Well, stay dry. It's not going to rain, but stay dry anyway.
That's fair.
And at least the people in New York and in the East Coast, you know.
Yeah, that's true.
And you have yourself a good day, Jen.
Thanks. It's my busy day.
It is?
Yeah, Wednesday's my good crazy day.
Okay, well, I'll keep you busy.
My lunatic day, I call it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
All right, see you Friday.
All right, bye.
Bye.
You're listening to Sam in the Morning with Jen, only on LA Talk Radio.